This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne with Steve Inskeep. This morning, hundreds of thousands of people are streaming into Washington for the inauguration of Barack Obama. Entire swaths of the Capitol and neighboring Virginia are closed to private auto traffic. Buses and subways have been packed with passengers since before dawn this morning, and some people are making their journey by foot. NPR's Larry Abramson is watching the influx from the 14th Street Bridge, and he joins us now to describe, well, what you're seeing there. That's what we want to hear, Larry.
Well, I'm seeing a beautiful sunrise over the frozen Potomac River, Renee, and a lot of bundled up people coming up the bike path along the George Washington Memorial Parkway. They're coming in on rollerblades. They're coming in on foot. They're coming in by every possible convenience. And actually, you can hear there's some sort of Coast Guard boat skimming along the water of the Potomac there. I think they're trying to block people from approaching by water in case anybody has got that idea into their head.
Tell us about some of the people you've met since you've been there you've been there a few hours.
I've talked to a lot of bicyclists, and most people who are taking this route are locals or are staying with locals in Arlington or Alexandria. And they figured out that they didn't want to brave the metro because they're afraid of the huge crowds. And they went to great trouble to figure out exactly how they could get, somebody had themselves dropped off at National Airport and then walked up here from National Airport. So again, the arrangements that people have had to make to try to figure out the easiest way to get into the city are incredibly sophisticated.
And you kind of, I'm left wondering how you got there this morning.
I took the Metro in from out in Maryland, and it was at 4 in the morning. It was already packed. It was getting a little tense in there as people on the incoming stations tried to shove their way onto the train. So I wonder what that's going to look like later on in the day.
Well, we'll be hearing from you later in the day. Larry, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Renee.
NPR's Larry Abramson speaking to us from the 14th Street Bridge in Washington, D.C. And NPR's Linda Wertheimer is with me here in the studio this morning. Morning, Linda.
Good morning.
You have witnessed many inaugurals here in Washington. What about the mood this year and the crowds? How does it compare to years past?
I think this is the biggest one that I have ever seen. I mean, I've seen inaugurals from President Nixon forward. And I think that the first Reagan inaugural was something like this. You know, that there were a whole lot of people for whom he was the perfect president for the time, and they were very anxious that he, you know, get the right send off. And so there were a lot of people coming to Washington for that inaugural. But this is different. This is much, much bigger. And the sort of party atmosphere. All day yesterday, it was a lot like Denver was during the convention, where everybody was streaming toward Invesco Field for the final night, 70,000 people, which is way more than were actually at the convention. And I think that the sort of festival mood is still holding with this crowd. People are anxious to get there, just anxious to be in the presence of the event that changes everything.
And you kind of wonder, you want to say in spite of, but maybe because of the economic crisis and the two wars that we're living with right now, maybe that adds to some level of hope, oddly?
Well, I think there's the hope of change, and the possibility of change is something that people are, you know, very caught up in. But, you know, every inauguration is more expensive, more lavish, bigger than the last one was, just by virtue of the fact that 4 years have passed and everything is more expensive than it used to be. But I think that this is an extraordinary and special occasion for the United States of America, the first African-American president.
Linda, thanks very much. NPR senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer.